Good evening. I'm Erin McGroarty with the KUAC Newsminer Update. Senator Lisa Murkowski says the Judiciary Committee may need to postpone its vote on Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. Alaska Public Media reports that the Alaska Republican suggests a delay in light of a California professor coming forward to accuse Judge Kavanaugh of attempted sexual assault when they were both high school students. Murkowski tells CNN if there's substance to the allegation, it demands a response.
If there are more questions that need to be asked and answered, then I think it would be appropriate to allow for that time.
Murkowski isn't on the Judiciary Committee, but she is one of the most closely watched Republicans on the Kavanaugh nomination. The committee is scheduled to vote on Thursday. A plan to fly bison from interior Alaska to Siberia is off. Father and son Russian scientists Sergei and Nikita Zimov, operators of the Pleistocene Park, a research station in eastern Siberia, purchased a dozen bison from a Delta Junction area farm last spring. The scientists wanted to transport the animals to their park as part of a plan to recreate an Ice Age ecosystem, but logistics hurdles foiled the effort. KUAC's Dan Bross reports.
Bison Project Alaska Logistics Coordinator Luke Griswold-Turgis of Haines recounts a range of problems with air carriers. He says they started last spring with a Russian company that ran into a regulatory issue.
Right as we were putting the bison into quarantine, they discovered that they were not allowed to fly to the U.S. due to FAA regulations regarding their black box recorder.
Griswold-Turgis says other carriers in Alaska and Canada who all initially thought they could do the job cited a range of issues, from political tensions to getting aviation fuel in Siberia, for why they ultimately dumped out of the project.
There's a lot of complicated logistics on the trip. I can't go into all of it, but at this point we're having to let the bison go, let them return to their herd on the farm.
I got an email from him saying he didn't think he could do it.
Joe Burgess manages the Stevens Village Bison Farm in Delta Junction. Burgess says the animals were happy to rejoin the herd after months of quarantine that also interrupted farm operations.
The animals could not be within 40 feet of other animals while they're in quarantine, and I had about 200 acres adjoining that to other fields. So I could not use those two fields.
Burgess says the quarantine also prevented the use of a loading facility needed for local bison sales.
If I had to load them to sell them, then I could not provide that service because it would invalidate that quarantine.
Burgess says the Zimovs have pledged to cover what it cost the farm to hold the animals. The Zimovs are not giving up on importing bison to Pleistocene Park, but Griswold-Turgis says they are looking for animals outside Alaska in places where air transport might be easier to secure.
One is there's a scheduled cargo flight from Chicago to Moscow, and I talked to a guy who has shipped livestock on that flight before. The alternative plan is to buy bison in Canada and with a Canadian airline try to do, once again, the across the Bering Straits route.
Griswold-Turgis says this summer's experience cost the largely donor-funded Pleistocene Park about $30,000 and a lot of stress.
This has been a really, really frustrating process and difficult process. But looking back at it, we did learn a lot. And in some ways, it may have put us in a better position to do it moving forward. You know, there's a lot of lessons learned from something like this.
The ultimate goal remains building an Ice Age ecosystem that's resistant to climate change. Experiments conducted with other herd animals at Pleistocene Park show that trampled tundra freezes deeper and combats permafrost melting, something the Zimovs envision on a grander scale, reversing the trend across swaths of the Arctic. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.
Christy Marvin of Palmer defended her title in Fairbanks Equinox Marathon over the weekend and set two records in the process. Marvin's time of 3 hours and 15 minutes on Saturday bested the women's race record she set in 2014 by 2 minutes. Marvin, who also won the race in 2013 and 2016, is the first woman to win the Equinox 5 times. Juno's Adam Spangler was a repeat winner in the men's race, finishing in 2 hours 50 minutes. For more on tonight's stories and others, go to newsminer.com or KUAC.org. I'm Erin McGroarty.